Well, first of all, yes, I would like to confirm that my office received a call out from the police at 1 o'clock and well, at 1:30 p.m. and they wanted me to report at the central police or at the headquarters of the police within an hour. Obviously, I've not been around. I'm in out of town in mobilization, so I was not able to make it for that appointment. My office did contact me, and I told them that I would make myself available by Monday in the morning when I'm back in Lusaka.
Mr. Malba, the ruling Patriotic Front Party had first threatened to take you to court to prove your initial allegations. Now, why do you think they got the police involved?
Well, it's very strange. It's very, very strange. We have no idea why the police have gotten involved. I guess they are trying to criminalize my whistleblowing of just the fact that we do have information that the election that just ended was rigged, and we have the evidence for it. I also mentioned that we are also aware that there is a facility that has been set up that is supposed to be used to, rig the elections next year. And it's important that all the stakeholders be on the lookout to ensure that any threat to a clean election next year is removed so that there is equitable participation by all stakeholders. So I am committed to ensuring that I continue to challenge the Electoral Commission of Zambia to ensure that there is transparency in the system of electing the president, members of parliament, and councillors next year. So that is really my position. I want good governance, I want transparency, and I also want to make sure that anyone who is trying to obstruct the vote, is exposed in good time.
Now, Mr. Momba, to the allegations that sparked the whole thing, you had alleged that the Patriotic Front rigged a local by-election and that they recruited a South African guru to help them rig the 2021 elections. Do you have proof to back up your allegations or your claims?
Yes, I do have proof, but at the end of the day, what we do as whistleblowers is that when you raise an issue, it's up to them, the police themselves. They have information to use to investigate that. And we do have the information. And I'm saying if they decide to commit me to court, then I will lay that information on the table.
Are you supposed to appear before the police again, or this is all?
I haven't appeared before the police yet. I'm going to appear before the police on Monday at 10 in the morning.
We thank you so much again for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and have a good one.